Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are here in Studio U, getting set up. Getting set up right now. We're going to have a special guest. U.S. Button Maker. U.S. Button Maker. Switch goes. So I'm sorry, just setting things up right now. Getting on YouTube. We're live on Blog Talk and Instagram and Facebook. So hey, everybody. We are here live tonight. Going to talk about how to survive during a disaster. There's a lot of disasters going on in the world, and all these small businesses out here are trying to learn how to survive in all of this, right? You got mental stress, you got physical stress, you have all these stresses happening, right? So we're just talking about all of those. Give me 1 second. So, with that being said, we're really going to get into depth about different ways, with different things you should do. To survive during this time. It's a rough time for everybody. I mean, we still have COVID going on. We got these hurricanes coming through. So depending on, we have these floods, we have just people being crazy because they don't know what the freak is going on in the world and they don't know what to do. There's so much going on out there. So it's just more or less about how do you survive this? How do you maintain your business through all of this time? What do you do? What do you do when all of this stuff comes down to it? You know what I mean? What are you doing? So that is what we're going to talk about tonight. All right, guys. So we're going to have a special guest come on. And we're going to be talking about, okay, now we are live on YouTube. Yippee, yippee, hooray, hooray. So, yes, guys, we are now live on YouTube, Instagram, Blog Talk, and Spotify as well. So we're shooting this live. We do this every day, Wednesday at 9 o'clock, to talk about how to build your business. We talk about life struggles. We talk about all kinds of things on this. Keep being healthy, just coping with being a business owner. That is what this podcast is about. It's about dealing with being a business owner and coping with it. And actually learning how to, like, build your business. Well, because when there is a disaster, regardless if it's a COVID, a hurricane, a natural disaster, any kind of disaster that comes along, if there is a disaster that comes along, your business struggles, right? Because everybody is in panic mode. Depending on what you do, you know, your business will struggle more or less than other businesses, right? So you have to be prepared for this. You have to be mentally, strategically aware of this. Is your business set up to perform in a tragedy? What is your product? Is your product something that people are going to want during a tragedy, during something that is during a bad time in their life, an emotional time in their life? Is your product something that they're going to want, or service something that you're going to want or need? And if it is not, how can you adapt to make sure the business is working those needs for other people? You know what I mean? Because say you're a hairstylist. You're a hairstylist during a hurricane, right? thinking about their hair, getting their hair done when their house just collapsed, their roof just blew off, or whatever. So you're a hairstylist. What could you do to make your clients feel better? How can you help your business and help your clients? Even what if you even had all of that happen to you? How are you helping your business and your clients are trying to see you now that everything is recovering and you're still in recovery mode? So these are things that you have to do and have to understand when you are a business owner, and how to adapt and how to be prepared for this. Because rainy days is to come. There's always a time in a business where rainy days come. You know what I mean? Every day as a business owner is not the greatest day. So you have to make sure when a disaster happens like that, are you prepared? Are you financially prepared? Are you mentally prepared? Are you taking advantage of all the resources that they have out there so that you can be successful in your business? Like, are you taking advantage of all of this stuff? So these are some of the things that I really want to get in touch with you about and talk to you about tonight. And if you have anything, you know, topics that you want to hit up and say, please do. Please share this with anybody who maybe you go have a business right now who's going through this. They can watch it on their phone. They can watch it anywhere that they might need the inspiration, you know, because there's always a light at the end of every tunnel, right? Everybody has a disaster. It takes you all the way down, and then now you have to come back up, right? So how are you going to build yourself during this time? So, like, during COVID, We had COVID-19, right? My first disaster, first 100% United States disaster. Everybody, actually you international disaster, right? How did you deal with it? How did you cope with it? What did your body do with it? How did you react to it? You know, I was talking to somebody earlier and they was like, well, all your evils came out during COVID, the things that you didn't like, the things that you didn't understand, the things that you were able to deal with, the things that you were dealing with previously happened and came out during that, at that time. So making sure that you were able to cope and deal with all of those things at that time was a lot. If you are, as she said, if you are not following, you drank more. If you were somebody who was lonelier, you got more depressed. If you had all, whatever happened to you during these times are the things that happened in your business, right? And it happened to you and you had to deal with it. And you didn't have anybody to bounce it off of. You couldn't go to the bar to drink it off and laugh at some people. You couldn't do a whole lot of things because it was just that we were just in shutdown. So when you're dealing with your business and you had all of these things that you had to cope with and you had to, like, what did you have to face within yourself as a business owner? Did this help you get more excited? Did this help you stay focused? Did it help you get distracted? What was your main thing when doing business during this time? You know what I mean? What were some of the things that you had to fight with? I'm going to tell you those stories about me. Like, I learned that I needed struggle. I needed more structure. So you have all of this free time to do this work and all this free time, and there's nothing for you to do. There's nothing for you, where are you to go? You know what I mean? So what are you doing? Why don't you have certain things done? So now, during this whole time, you realize that you needed some structure. You need to have some balance. You got to have your work and play and fun and exercise, wellness, balance. But you have to have all that in your business. You can't just sit at home. I wasn't wanting to sit at home and just eat or sit at home and just work all the time. No, I was trying to. Now, because I'm one of those kids that when you tell me I can't, I don't want to go outside. So I was like, oh, let's go walking. You know, the safest place. You know, it's fun to be out here. So I just went, did a lot of walking, did a lot of focusing, did a lot of regrouping in myself. So those are some of the things that I did as a business owner. packaged some things up, put some things together, you know, structured some things, figured out what I needed to have as a business owner in during this pandemic, what my needs were. Those are the things that I focused on. What are your needs when there's a disaster? You know, what are the things that you struggle with during this disaster? Consistency. I was like, okay, there's no excuses. I can build a schedule. And I can build a schedule that is going to work for me regardless of what is going on in my life. You know what I mean? So I tried to set out a schedule. Some things worked. Some things didn't. I did a lot of detoxing. I did a lot of fasting during COVID. Why? Because there was less distractions to do this. So now I can detox, I can fast, I can get clarity, I can get understanding about who I am during these times, so that I can actually get things done and accomplish things. So these are things that I went through and I really did while COVID was here. Now we have these people going through this natural disaster in Louisiana and New York with all these floods and everything. And, you know, I'm there for you. My heart is out for all of you guys. But at the same time, like, you still have a business to run. And you still have to make sure that you're making your money if that is your only bread and butter, right? So if you had a storefront and your business went down, hopefully by now y'all understood the storefront can close down any day of the week because of a natural disaster such as COVID, right? So now your business shuts down because of a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake. So is your customer still able to reach you and get their products if you're online? Are you able to produce items online so that you can create a mass for your clients? Now, again, there's so many different difficulties. So if you have manufacturer and you're getting stuff from China, China has shut down a couple of times. You know what I mean? Because of the Delta virus, they're back in another lockdown. You know what I mean? So now you have this lockdown happening in your business. So, and this is where your products come from. Did you notice some of the products shifted on Amazon? Some people had to change the way they do business because certain manufacturers and certain things were shifted. So now you go to your local businesses, you go to your local surrounding to see who you can use to build your business. These are things that you really need to focus on when you are doing your business, right? And those are things that hurt everybody in business. I mean, if you're in your area and you're a local business, those are where your clients are. So now, if you're local, you need to figure out how to reach out to different clients in different areas. You know what I mean? And then tell people you've been hit by a storm, you've been hit by the pandemic, you've been hit by an earthquake, you've been hit by a tornado. Let the people know, because people are more compassionate about things than you believe. Sometimes people are extremely compassionate about different things that you really, really don't know about. So if you tell them you've been through a disaster and you tell them that you're going through certain things, then they're maybe more willing to buy from you. And get different things from you, right? So those are the things that you have to take in consideration. Put your story out there. Tell people where you are, what are you doing, how you're getting along. Tell people how you've been. You know, sometimes that vulnerability is the best thing to have. During COVID, you learn how to be vulnerable. If you needed something, you know, you reach to your friends. You reached out to the people that were around you. You reached out to your neighbors. At that time, you really got to know your neighbors because those were the only two people, the people that were closest to you to do anything. You know what I mean? So those are the things you have to learn to talk to people. Then the crazy part is technology. Technology has excelled during this time. So is your technology up with what your business is doing? Do you have the right technology to survive a natural disaster if your business is going through one? You know what I mean? Is your website up to par where you can do business on it? Are you connecting with people on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and trying to build up your following? Even A YouTube channel can be done anywhere. A podcast can be done anywhere. I'm telling you, these are ways to communicate with your people when it is necessary for you to communicate with them. Why not? It doesn't cost much to do this. Even though a podcast is pretty much for free, or just do it via blog, you got TV, you got YouTube, you just need a freaking camera. So you, those are the things that you have to actually set up and make sure you do and have everything going on in your business. So little things matter. So make sure that those things are being taken care of in your business, because some of those things, you get it set up and running, it's over. It's done. All you have to do is set it up once. Just maintain it a little bit, but once you get it set up, it's done. That's like a funnel. You need to have a funnel for your website to produce these sales. You need to create content. Content can be created anywhere. You know what I mean? So if you're doing something, regardless of who you are and what kind of business you're doing, you need to have a way to actually push it out there and get people to see it. I'm watching some on YouTube. If you do not show your products and show your talents and show how powerful you are out there, then nobody's going to know. Nobody knows you have superpowers if you don't use them. Nobody at all. So if you don't, you need to show off. These are what these platforms are here for. I'm talking to everybody to tell them, show off so people know that you can do it. If you are in the lawn care business or a car wash, car detailer, these are the times where you pull out the pressure washer and help these people get their houses right. You know, pull out that lawnmower and that saw and help these people get these trees off their house. That is money. People will pay you to do it, help you haul off. So those are businesses that thrive during these economic disasters. Nurses, home care, health, when health wellness people during the COVID-19 disaster, if you were in health, everybody was looking for wellness. Everybody was looking for something to help them become better, help their system become better to fight all of these crazy behind diseases out there. So you needed to actually create a product. Allow this time to actually have you cultivate and think and create a product. I'm telling you now, when you're in a time where you're in a disastrous time, you're in a stressful time, it's time for you to look at what opportunities are out there and create those opportunities. You know what I mean? Making sure that your business is automated, making sure that your business is doing the things that you can do, making sure you don't have clients just around your corner, but to reach out to other people, even if you're a hairstylist or a barber or somebody or a lawn care person, make sure you have something else out there in your arsenal that you can teach people or have a tool for people to use. Yeah, you could have gone and started selling right now saws, bottles of water, all kinds of things on Amazon for twice the price just because it's a low, in certain areas, it's low. People need it. People need it now. So I'm telling you guys, take advantage of these situations. Look at the bad, make it good, and make some money off of it. You know what I mean? And that's how businesses grow, is through these disasters. And then people know because you're doing this to be helpful. You're doing this to put yourself out there. You're doing it to be conscious of what is going on in the world. Like, that's everybody who started making masks. Where's all those mask people right now? Everybody, we had 3 months, a good 90 days that you could have made a good couple, $4,000 or $5,000 off of sewing some masks. You know what I mean? But when they said it was a shortage, you needed to figure out how to make masks. You know what I mean? I was trying to make mask covers. You know what I mean? I was trying to make them last longer. If you're going to put this mask on N95, you only got one, and you're going to work in a nurse, that was my thing. I had a great idea. You have to execute it, and you have to push it out there, and you have to make sure that it's needed. I didn't think about everybody was creating masks. I didn't want to do what everybody was doing. Sometimes doing what everybody's doing is what you do for that short term, and then you just keep it moving. It is what it is, but try it before it gets too saturated so you're known as doing it and make your item a little bit more unique. there's people out there who need all kinds of things in this world. I've been through Hurricane Hugo. You know, those food drives, you needed food, you needed water. People are already at the bottom, and now they get hit with a freaking hurricane where they're losing their home, or they're losing, their car got flooded, or they lost everything in their house. These are things that people are already mentally struggling with right now. You know what I mean? It may not be in the right state of mind to deal with it. So these are the things that we have to deal with in our business and learn how to adapt. When you are a business owner, what is the main thing you have to do is learn how to adapt to your situation. Making sure that you adapt to everything that is happening with you. If your situation changed, you have to adapt to it. You have to make sure that your business is growing, it's sustainable, it's looking good. You have to adapt to it. You have to put on the makeup and the hat and the jacket to make you feel better about what you're presenting to your business. That's what you have to do. And if you need, you always are able to reach out to other people when you need something. And sometimes it might even just be a t-shirt that you need. Certain little things help people adapt to what they are doing in their business. You know what I mean? They're adapting to everything. If a bad situation, you have to learn how to adapt, chameleonize, and then grow. Don't be seen. You know, if you have to chameleonize sometimes, you may have to scurry out there and find some new place or find a new platform or find a new area where you really wanted to go and really wanted to see. So those are the things that you have to do in your business so that you can grow your business. You can be successful in your business, all right? So those are things that I wanted to, I'm capitalizing on in this. Now, organization. That was during COVID was the best time to sit there and organize your business. Get organized. If you don't have anything to do, if something happens, be organized. Have things set up already. Now you need a back story. Now you need to know you need to have a backup plan for everything that's going on right now, right? So those are the things that you have to do during a natural disaster. Making sure that you are prepared for what's to come. So when it does come, it's not too scary. It's not too frightening for you. You have to prepare. Like if you were a chef and you're a business owner, this is a thing and you're going through a natural disaster. People need a food. People need a place. People need a catering. They got tired of cooking or they got tired of bringing their food. Yes, they were a little funny, but we still laid out. We still did DoorDash. We still did that. Like a friend of mine, he created virtual restaurants during COVID. You don't have a storefront. Isn't that freaking awesome? Virtual restaurants. Virtual restaurants. You know what I mean? So making sure that you have these set up and going, and even create them, start them during this time so that you can build your business, so that you can build what's going on in your life, all right? We're going to bring on our special guest. She should be popping in here any minute. She does custom everything, custom t-shirts, custom buttons, custom everything. So make sure you listen, and we're going to talk to her about how she's coped in her business and how she's coped being a small business. I believe she even started off during the pandemic. Right now is a time where you had the time. All y'all 9-to-5ers who wanted to work had the time to start your business off, to start a new business, because all you did was sit at home. You worked at home. Now you have a little bit more time at home to focus on what you want to do, because that commute time was cut out of your life. I know some of you guys are going back to the building. Some of you guys are back to work. But you guys, don't stop your momentum. Don't stop this. Keep going. You know what time you worked every day. You knew what time the things you did every day. So you need to keep this these things going on during these times, right? Take a little break while we're waiting on our guests to show up. Make sure you have not had a chance. We're in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter. Have my I Am Unique business planner. You can hit it. You can grab it on Amazon. Grab this planner. Make sure that it's helping you grow your business. It will help you get organized. It is a daily planner. It is the Bible of your business. You need to write your own business Bible. How you run, how you function, how you do everything in your business. Make sure you guys have one of these. This is volume 2. Make sure it's volume 4. Get all 4. If you order them off of my website right now, you can get all 4 for $85 versus $25 each. And it is a great addition to handling your business. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that every quarter, it has a quarter, it has goals, it has habits. It has habit charts. If y'all can see that. Can y'all see that online? Can y'all see that? It has where you could take your new habits that you have to do, your goals, affirmations. It has daily goals, vision boards. Now, people think vision boards have died. Do it in your planner. Cut up some newspapers. Cut up some stuff. Actually, take notes. Take journal. It has journal pages where you can, you know, schedule out your days, write out everything you need to do, guys. These are things, recipes, whatever you do. You know, make this work for you. Make this planner work for you and work for your business because it is something that everybody needs. I know it's a little thick. If y'all want a thinner one, I have the Simple Stupid Planner on Amazon, too. And you're going through all these hard times, and you need to remove some people out your life but don't know what to do, don't know how to remove these people. I have a book called Bob Pookie to remove negative people out your life. But all of these are on Amazon. If you look up Unique Right, just like it's on my shirt, Unique Right, if you look that up on Amazon, you'll see everything that I have, everything that I've written. I have a lot of things out there that is phenomenal. You know, that helps build your business, that helps build and helps you strive in your business. All right. Let's see where our guest is tonight. Guys, if y'all have any questions or comments, let me know. Say something in the comments. Shoot me some hearts. Shoot me some love about what is going on in your life. What are you doing special? How did you cope through this pandemic during these times? Send me some messages. What, did you meet any new people? New people? You know, what are you doing to build your business? Like, comment on it. Let me have any questions. Let me know what you are thinking about. What do you think about this podcast so far? I am in year 2. I've had a year anniversary already. I didn't really celebrate it. I think it just went by. June just flew by. And so, but I have been doing this now for a year and a half. It's about growing your business. Somebody said COVID has Miss Beautiful Neat Tensdale said COVID has made me feel homesick. I know, but you know, sometimes you need a break from home. There's a lot of people stuck at home. Imagine you being stuck at home all day with a bunch of children. I don't know how homesick you would have felt. You probably would have been trying to find back. if you actually was at the house, you know. So I'm just trying to reach out to everybody and see what is going on. And anybody who has any questions or comments and wants to join in the post or the live, just let me know. And we're waiting on the guest to come on. We're going to see if she comes on tonight. And if not, we will, if y'all have any questions about, you know, about this and about business and about dealing with business, let me know. If you have any concerns about dealing with providing business during a pandemic or during a natural disaster, you know, hit me up. Let me know any of your questions. Let me know anything that you have or any concerns that you have about that. Let me know what I can help you with. I'm here to answer questions for anybody out there. So if you're out there and you have questions, what is going on and how would you cope and how would you deal with this, like, let me so that I can help you out while we're here live. I'm here to help everybody to grow their business and become successful. Hey, Mr. Swag 71, how you doing tonight? Miss you too. So I'm here to help all of the business out there to grow and be successful and to just enhance their business and what they're doing and learning how to deal with themselves. Self-love, self-care, self-everything is about your business because you started a business to become successful, to become, you know, put yourself out there. That's what you started a business for, right? So you need to know how to deal with you. Do y'all know how to deal with you? I know this pandemic taught a lot of you how to deal with you. You know what I mean? But sometimes when you're going through this pandemic, it brought some of the worst things out of you that you were not expecting. It brought some bad behavior out of you because y'all were stuck in the house with people that y'all used to being stuck to. Y'all were confined to spaces. Some people created really bad habits for COVID. You know what I mean? You get lazy. You get lazy because all you had to do, the fun part is you get to lay down every day and you don't have to go to work. And if you had this rent moratorium, it is let up, then you didn't even have to worry about paying bills. You know what I mean? So some of y'all got to just chill out during this whole COVID time and ain't paying no bill, got a whole bunch of unemployment. What did y'all do with that money? Like, what did all y'all do with that unemployment money that was out there? Did y'all save it? Did y'all use it to live off of? Like, what did you really, really do? So those are the things that you have to kind of think about. If you were smart, you would have lived off of most of it and saved some of it and then the rest of it. You know what I mean? So you would have had that opportunity to build your business and to save and to, you know, do things that would help you for business. So, and help you be successful. You know, the opportunity for you to be creative. What did y'all create? What did y'all produce? What did y'all put together during this time? You know what I mean? During business, during this natural disaster, when you have this time to yourself and when you're dedicated to having this time to yourself, what did y'all do? You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to figure, if you would like to call in, you can call in at 563-993-5562. It's 563-993-5562. If y'all would like to, 999-3962. If you would, anybody would like to call into the podcast and talk about, you know, things that they dealt with and struggled. Some of it could be personal. Some of it could be business-wise. You know, this is what the goal of this podcast is, to talk about business. Is to talk about how things are affecting you as a person and then how things are affecting your business. Those are things that you have to really focus on and put together and do. So if anybody would like to call in, you can call in. If anybody would like to hop in my live. I probably can get some sound over there. You can hop into my live. People on the podcast can hear you. Just let me know. Send me a DM. Send me a message right now, because the guest may not show up tonight. It is okay. It happens. It does happen. But if not, in the next 5 minutes, we're going to give her like 5 more minutes. So anybody who have any questions or concerns about this, or have any questions or concerns about business, executing business, making sure your business is limitless and automated, make sure your mind is there where it needs to be. These are the things you need to do in your business to grow your business. You know what I mean? So send me a chat in Instagram. Send me any of that. All right? So tonight we talked about surviving during a pandemic, surviving during a natural disaster. COVID was a natural disaster. We still have Delta variant. We have some other two variants out there. Delta is just multiplying. Y'all need to stay safe, cover up, mask up if that's what you choose to do. If you Georgia folk, we done got it a couple times. We was born with COVID. We are the COVID. Yes. If y'all have there's a guy out there on YouTube, if you know who I'm talking about, then that would be funny. That would be so funny. I am Delta, the Delta variant. Yes, but at the end of the day, making sure that you are surviving and taking care of yourself and the things that you need to do to maintain your life, your business, your household, and your peace of mind. If you don't have a peace of mind, you don't have a piece of business, and you can't get no piece of cake. Right? That is it. Those are the things that I have to say tonight. And I hope everybody enjoyed this show. And I will hit you guys back up at another time. So y'all have a great night. And we'll talk to you later. Check us out next Wednesday. 9 o'clock next Wednesday on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and all of these other social media platforms. We are live. Y'all check us out and share, like, repost, reshare. Just give me a freaking comment. I like comments. A hi, a smiley face. I don't care. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All of that works for me. I just want some comments in there. Send me some comments, send me some waves, send me some high fives. I appreciate everybody to come on here tonight. And please let people know about it. Please, there's a lot more. We're advancing and we're getting better as we go further. So we're staying consistent and we will be here every Wednesday. And if you like or know somebody who would like to be on my podcast any day or any Wednesday, yo, shoot me a DM. Shoot me a DM. You can be on this podcast. You can do it. And like I said, if you have not picked up this planner yet, if you have not picked up the business planner, make sure you grab you a copy of this ASAP. Go on Instagram. Go to my, click the link in the bio. Go to Amazon if you like Amazon better. I don't care. Just buy the book. Buy the book. It will help your business. I promise. And if it doesn't help, money back guaranteed. But I promise you'll find a use for this. Even if it's just to hold the door still. You know, it's a great door stopper or bookend. Buy 4 of them and you got bookends. So use it for what you need. You know, jack your car up. You know, they're breaking out cars. So a couple of these underneath a car tire when you're pumping it up, not almost as good as a brick. I don't care. Grab the book. Hit me up if y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good night. Bye-bye.